What is calling out the Karen of the week?
It is calling out anyone that you see that's just so entitled. They feel like they make the rules and you better follow them.
Allison, you had one that you wanted to call out.
I feel like I owe people to do this public service announcement. At my apartment complex, I have a garage, and I came home from the grocery store on the weekend, and somebody had parked in front of my garage, so I couldn't get back into it. And I was like, what the heck? They were like halfway blocking it. So I was trying my best to like get around, because it's like, I don't know who has that garage. Like, I don't know whose door to go knock on to be like, hey, would you mind moving your car? Like, I don't know what's happening. Is this a short-term thing? Like, is it just going to be there forever? What's happening? And next thing I know, I guess my neighbor saw me or was coming down. I thought, oh, good, they're moving their car. Mm-hmm. No, they come up to me and they're like, oh, I'll help you get in. And I was like, well, why can't you move the car? And they were like, well, that's not my car. It's my boyfriend's car. And it's like, well, why did you come down? Like, I'm doing this the best that I can, but you're blocking my garage. What's happening?
That makes no sense.
I'm still confused about it, but I mean, what are you going to do? I was able to get in. The car's been moved since, so I don't know. But public service announcement, if you park in front of like parking spaces or garages, be prepared to move if somebody needs to get in or out of that parking space.
It's one of those like, no duh.
Yeah.
Like, no duh. Like, you can't park in front of other people's spots. Come on.
Yeah. I mean, even if I see, you know, like, it happens all the time at apartments, and I get it. If you're moving or have, like, a moving truck, they often have to park in front of parking spaces. It's like, you got to be prepared to move that if you're blocking somebody's spot. They need to get in and out.
It's the classic, it's their world, we're just living in it. I feel like any time you can say that, that is a Karen or a Kevin to be called out on
yes.
the show. Now, Janice is one of our favorite listeners. She is amazing. She won Cash in a Flash a little bit ago, a couple weeks ago, and was so excited. Just put Allison and I in such a good mood. I love talking to Janice, but I understand that you yourself was a bit of a Karen, Janice. What's the deal with this?
Yeah, believe it or not, I was a Karen. And I was highly pissed about some Dave and Buster playing cards. So you know that little game that you play where you put the coin in and try to push all the other coins out?
Yeah.
So it was the Dave and Buster's in New Orleans, and it was like, if you could collect all of the Star Trek members, then you get like thousands of points. Mind you, I spent about probably $200 playing this darn game with my daughter. But I was determined. We were playing together, and I was like, how many cards do you have? She just kept getting the cards. I'm like, oh, my gosh. So I had my eye on that drone. I was supposed to have, like, thousands of points. And when I looked in the app, I was shorted. So I was so pissed. So I called customer service. I was trying to explain to her. So she told me that card has not even been used. How are you going to tell me where I was and where I wasn't? Anyway, I was so pissed. So I hang up from her. I'm like, I want to talk to a manager. So I go on LinkedIn. I start trying to find the vice presidents, ops manager, everybody I can find. And I even sent a message to, like, the VP of HR for Dave & Buster's to tell them about my issue and this customer service rep. And I'm like, how dare she, you know, basically say I'm lying and insult my integrity. And I was like, I'll never step toe in another Dave and Buster's in the United States. Make a long story short, I got a hold of this nice customer service guy, and he smoothed everything over, gave me my points, and I was, but yeah, I was like, I really took it to the extreme. I went from 0 to 1,000. I exceeded Drake.
Did you get the drone? In the end of the day, did you get the drone?
No, we haven't been back, but because we still got to go. We're lacking some points, but we're close. We're very close. But I want the drone. I want it more than my daughter, probably.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for the call, Janice. We appreciate you listening in Clinton this morning. And I love it. I think that's why I love talking to Janice so much, because she knows whenever she was a little bit extra and she's like, look, I need to call myself out here. I was a little bit heated about a situation that maybe I shouldn't have been, so it's fair. And it's, you know, you call them like you see them, even on yourself.